As a citizen of South Sudan, when I look at from the duration of 11 years that we spent, it looked like we are independent. We feel like educationally, South Sudan is like the rest of the countries in the world. South Sudan is compete with other countries as independent countries. When we look at the infrastructure of South Sudan in comparison the recent years or some decades, when we look at all those things that were not there before, we have educational institution in South Sudan. Now, the five universities that were there, they were increased in number to 11, I think, 11 institution, public institution now recognized by the government. So when we look at all those things, then those are what we call independent.
Actually, now I'm in school, it is because I'm independent as a girl. But if it is by that time, no education in South Sudan, I think. You either go to Sudan, and if you go to Sudan, they used to teach you what is not right, and they say what is right for the Sudanese. But now we learn what is exactly needed in our country.
There are negative and positive outcomes of South Sudan independence. First of all, we got our independence. We are free, first-class citizens in our country. Only that we have never managed our resources as required in the manifesto of a liberation struggle. We fight the war. We got the independence and brought our country. And we again rebel within ourselves. That has caused a lot of economic crisis. It has caused a lot of pains. It has caused a lot of lives.
Since the independence, now I think things have changed a bit. Girls are given opportunity, and not only girls, even women and what. Everyone knows his or her own rights. And the country is even developing as South Sudanese. We are proud of our country since there are a lot of changes. There were a lot of wars, fame, but at least now things have changed a bit. There is peace.
Yeah, as a citizen of South Sudan, I feel good that we have an independent country. And however, I feel discontented with the situation every Independence Day finds us in as South Sudanese. Because as we expect to be celebrating our independence, we end up hearing that the independence celebration is postponed due to lack of budget and all this. To my opinion, it is not right because every activity of the government is supposed to be in the budget, and the budget is supposed to be followed as done by the Ministry of Finance. However, it really beats my understanding to hear that the independence celebration is postponed because there is no budget, because we have challenges here and there. I don't really feel good when I hear my government failing here and there.
For me, I really feel good. I feel special because I belong into this country. And I'm proud to be a South Sudanese girl. Sometimes I can feel sad. Roads are not good for us.
I feel proud because seeing your independence, you feel like you do everything without being restricted or being guided. But very unfortunate, that independence we got, we fail to get what we want as citizens. Especially, there are the things we need. It's like education, health, good roads, and also moving freely in your own place where you are independent. So those things have become a problem, and God will do something for us.
I feel very happy since we got our independence. We have freedom of movements. We have freedom of education. We have freedom of peace in our country. We do our own things without someone seeing in it. Now I'm a citizen. We achieve many things. We have a development. Like now we are continuing developing our country. Instead of teaching, as a teacher, we are teaching pupils, and some they have become professors, doctors, within our own syllabus of South Sudanese.